We thank you for another opportunity to be here.
We
come to the King's table. We come to receive what you have spread for us. We pray that in the short time we will be with you. You will engrave your word. You will engrave the vision of the end time into our hearts, that our lives will not be the same
again.
Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to go straight. I believe that those of you who have come have been chosen by God to receive.
Mungu amewachagua kupokea.
As our brother was saying, in the Bible there's something that's called a remnant. When God wants to move, he doesn't move with the crowd.
Mungu akitaka atembee na umati.
God just looks for the right heart.
Mungu anachagua wale wenye haki atembee nao.
So we want you to open your heart.
Tayari ufungue moyo wako.
As we turn to Matthew 25.
Tufungua Mathayo 25. Mathayo 25.
Matthew chapter 25 is the story of two virgins.
Mathayo 25. Yanaongea kuhusu wanawali wawili ama aina mbili ya wanawali wale wanawali wawili.
Because of time,
sababu ya muda,
we are going to go straight.
Naingia mara moja.
So we want you to read it up at home.
Daga ukikiskana hiyo maandiko isome nyumbani.
I see that some of you don't have your Bible, so try and write down.
Naona kuna watu ambao na Biblia zao, jaribu uandike chini.
Try and make a note so that you can check it yourself when you go.
Now,
in the Bible, whenever you see the Bible talking of a woman,
it's
talking of the church. Remember when Jesus was speaking to the disciples, he spoke to them in parables. And the parable was to show them the truth of the kingdom of God. Because the truth of the kingdom of God is so complex, God uses stories to tell us about
them.
So when this Bible talks about Mary receiving a child, receiving a seed in her womb, he's speaking of you.
Anaongea kuhusu wewe.
Receiving a seed from Christ.
Ukipokea mbegu kutoka Kristo.
Because Mary has gone. You don't know who Mary is.
Maria ameenda hata huyu Maria ni nani ameshaenda.
But every word of God is written for us to profit.
Lakini neno la Bwana limeenda kwa sisi ili tufaidike.
So the word of God has different dimensions.
Neno la Bwana kuna kiwango tofauti tofauti.
The word of God has a natural application. So we know about Mary. But the word of God also has a spiritual application. Because
he
said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So Mary also speaks of the church. Receiving the seed of Christ.
Akipokea mbegu la Kristo.
So as Mary received a physical seed and brought forth Christ.
Vile Mariamu alipokea mbegu la kawaida na akaleta akazaa mwana.
And brought forth Christ in fullness.
Na akaleta Kristo katika ukamilifu.
That's how you also, the church will also receive Christ and bring him forth.
Na ndivyo hivyo Kristo tumutoe kwa ulimwengu akiwa mzima.
But the church is made up of individuals.
It
says, in my father's house there are many mansions. You are the mansions. And as we saw yesterday, God said that man is his dwelling place. God said, you are his temple. And we saw that God dwells in the temple. A temple is the place where the presence of God dwells. The presence of God does not come to the temple and go. He comes there to stay permanently. But God says that you have three parts. To every man has three. So when God is saying that Mary received a seed, He's speaking of your soul receiving a seed. Because yesterday we saw that your soul is the most important part of you. God made Adam to have three parts. And the Bible said that we are the seed of Adam. Adam had the soul.
Adam
had the nafsi. And this soul was made of the earth that God took. And God breathed into the earth. And where the earth and the heaven met together, they formed a new reality called soul. So I want to tell you that you are a spiritual person. But many Pentecostals are afraid of spirits. Even though we say we are spiritual people, we are afraid of spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Sadducees said that there are no spirits. And they said there is no resurrection. And many of us are like that. Even though in our head we say, yes, there is a resurrection. We say resurrection is coming tomorrow. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection now. Resurrection is now. You can experience resurrection today. Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection. If you experience Jesus, that means you are experiencing resurrection. You are experiencing a change. But many Pentecostals don't want to change. They are interested to come to church and then go. But that is not the message God is giving to us. God is saying that now He wants to do something in you. Because you are the temple. Because now in the New Testament, you are the center of what God is doing. No longer a physical building. You are the building of God. And God wants you to bring forth a sacrifice to Him. There's an offering God is expecting from you. If you don't bring that offering, it means you have failed. You may be giving money and doing other things. If you don't bring that offering, you have failed. So that is the story we want to look at. The story of the two virgins. There are two types of virgins. So he's speaking of a ministry in the church. Because five is the number of ministry. So if you look at their five fingers, these five fingers, you speak of the five different types of ministry He has put in the church. This small one represents the ministry of the shepherd. Shepherd. Because that's what they can get into the air. He can minister to the needs. Then there is the middle one, the next one, that is the ministry of the teacher. And then there is the middle one, which is the ministry of the prophet. Then there is the other one, which is the ministry of the evangelist. And then there is this other smaller one, which is the ministry of the apostle.
Come again.
This one. The thumb.
The ministry of the apostle.
Actually, they say the four finger is actually the prophetic ministry.
And then
the middle one is the outreach. That is the
evangelist.
Reaching out to you in the church.
I'm
bringing healing. I'm bringing deliverance. Bringing the word of God to you. And also reaching out and bringing deliverance outside. The five of them must work together. So five is the number of ministry. Five is also the number of grace. I'm about to say that there were five foolish virgins and five wise virgins.
Kulikuwa wanawali wanjinga watano na wanawali wanjiweupe werefu watano.
So it means that in the church there are two groups.
Kwa hivyo kanisa kuna group mbili.
Where do you belong?
Wewe uko wapi?
So there are two groups.
Kuna group mbili.
That is the foolish group.
Kuna ila kikundi ya wanjinga.
Then there is the wise group.
Na kuna kikundi cha wale werefu.
And the Bible says that these two groups, they were waiting for the kingdom of God to come. The Bible said that they were waiting for the kingdom of God to come. Quickly, what does the kingdom of God mean? The kingdom of God is different from the kingdom of darkness. Every child that is born in darkness, into the kingdom of darkness. Anybody born in Kenya is born under the dominion of the prince that rules over Kenya.
There's
a spirit that rules over Kenya.
There's
a spirit that rules over your tribe.
There's
a spirit that rules over your family. And the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits. If you like, you can do crusade from today to the next year. You can pray for all you know. You can read your Bible for all you know. If you do not overcome the spirit that rules over your family,
a
foolish bride. You are not going to go anywhere. The Bible says that you cannot destroy the goods of a strong man except you bind the strong man. Many people say they want prosperity. They want blessing. And you are submitting to the spirit that rules over your family. You're not going anywhere. You are submitting to the spirit that rules over your tribe. So you are involved in traditional marriage. You pay dowry. When you do that, you are worshipping the spirit that rules over your family. You are taking permission from that spirit before you can give your daughter out. You have opened the door for the devil. You have actually offered that family to the devil. So you are the Lord. Please take this so that you can grant us permission to get married. Because the Bible says that Jesus paid the price for you. When you pay bride price, you have rejected the blood of Jesus. You have rejected that price that Jesus paid. That marriage is now given over to the devil. So all the familiar spirits will follow you to your
husband's
house. All the tribal spirits will follow you to your husband's
house.
And you begin to function under their covering. So even though you're physically in the church, that marriage is under the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is the church that is encouraging traditional marriage. That's what God calls the foolish bride. That is the foolish ministry in the church. That does not have wisdom. That does not know what it is doing. There are two kingdoms. The kingdom of darkness. And the kingdom of heaven. The foolish bride says it is married to Christ. It is a servant of Christ. But it is strengthening traditions. When somebody dies in your family, you say you go follow the traditions of your tribe. You have rejected Christ. That's a foolish ministry in the church. So the Bible tells us that there are two ministries, the foolish and the wise. The ministry of the wise virgin speaks of the ministry of the kingdom of heaven. That is the rule of Christ. When the devil was going to tempt Jesus, he took him to a high mountain. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world. It's not possible to, from one place, see all the world. It was not a physical something he showed him. It was a spiritual experience. He was showing him the hearts of men. He was showing him the souls of men. Say, all these ones have been given to me. Adam gave it to me. When a child is born into the world, that child is born into the kingdom of darkness. And when you are being delivered, saved, you begin the journey of going out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. There are many stages that you have to go. And the scripture tells us that there are three stages. The feast of Passover. The experience of Passover. The experience of being born again. That is the same thing. There is the second experience of Pentecost. When the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes into your life. When the Holy Ghost comes into your spirit. And begins to quicken your soul. That is the second stage. But the job is not yet done. There is a third experience. When the fullness of God comes into your soul. And that soul begins to affect your body. Your body cannot change. You said there's a change in your
soul.
And you cannot get a change in your soul unless you bring your soul as an offering to God. There are three stages. First, you have to be born again. That is what forgives you and cleanses you from all sin. Then the kingdom of God begins to come into you when the Holy Ghost comes in. It is a deposit
ni rasilimali,
is a down payment.
Amba malipo ya chini ya kwanza ambayo imelipwa,
it is a foretaste.
Ni kukonja kwa kwanza,
that the glory of God is going to come to your soul.
Akwambia kama mama kuu ya Mungu inakuja tena na wasi yako,
that the glory of God is going to come to your mind.
Na unema ambayo itakuja katika akili zako,
because the soul has four natures.
Kwa sababu nafsi iko na hisia nne.
The soul of man has four natures.
Yeah, nafsi ya binadamu iko na hisia nne.
Is the mind.
Kuna akili ama akili ama nia.
And if you look at Ezekiel chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 4 and 5,
Ezekiel moja na Ufunuo 4,
the Bible says your mind is represented by the ego.
Yani akili yako inawakilishwa na ile hisia zako, vile una hisia zako.
Because your mind can either go away from God or go close to God.
Nia yako haisi kwenda mbali na Mungu ama haisi kwenda karibu na Mungu.
Because some of you, when you are, while you are even here, your mind is in your kitchen. You are cooking soup in the kitchen. But you are in church. What is happening? Is your mind. You are not bringing any offering to God. You are bringing offering to your belly. God says he's not interested in that. Church is not for you to come and sit down.
Can I just see apa huyo kae chini?
God wants your mind.
Mungu anajua nia yako, nia ya mtu binadamu Mungu anajua.
Your mind must be given to God.
Ni lazima tupee nia zetu tusipeane kwa Mungu.
That is the offering God wants from you.
Hiyo ndio dhambi Mungu anataka kutoa kwangu na kwako.
The young people don't like to come to church.
Wengine hawataka kuja kanisani.
Because it's dull. Because their mind is given to Hollywood. Their mind is given to
internet.
Their mind is given to phone. They follow you to church, but their mind is in the television at home. They are here, but they are watching a film at home. And they are waiting for you to finish quickly so that you can go home. We are playing church. We are not serious yet. And that's why the children, we are losing the children. What you are doing is not exciting to them. Because we have told them that what God wants you to do is just to come physically and sit down. That is Old Testament. God says, if you are going to worship me, you must love me with all your mind. You must love me with all your soul. You must love me with all your emotion. So, we come to church, and you are quarreling with your neighbor. You have not forgiven your uncle. So, your emotion is bruised. God cannot accept that offering.
Mungu hawezi kubali dhambi kwa sababu hisia zako zimekwaruhusu na hataki kupewa ukiwa nusu.
You can sing and shout and do all the things.
Naweza ruka na fanya sala kaza bila kelele.
It's just noise.
Hiyo ni kelele tu.
See, empty barrels make the biggest noise.
Debe ambao ni utupu inafanya makelele mingi.
The sacrifice God is looking for,
ile dhambi Mungu atafuta,
is the sacrifice of a broken and a contrite heart. So that is the kingdom of God. So
he
talks about your mind.
He
talks about your emotions. Emotion is like the lion. To tear down other people and to intimidate them. You take advantage of them. We tear others, and others also tear us. So you come to the church and there's a lot of underground murmuring and fighting.
And competition.
Envy and jealousy. Even between husband and wife. God said church has not started yet. We are still playing religion. And then the Bible talks about the wheel. The wheel is like the ox. Very stubborn.
Cow.
And then the Bible talks about the desires. That it has the face of a man. Man is the only thing that can desire good and evil at the same time. God says that that is a woman. That is the nature of the soul. And the Bible says that the kingdom of God is like five virgins that took their lamps to go out to meet the Lord. They took their lamp to go and meet the Lord. The Bible says the foolish one also took their lamp to go and meet the Lord. But there was a difference. One set did not have oil in their vessel. They didn't have a reserve. And the other group had oil. Their light was burning, but they had a reserve. They had oil in their vessel. The soul of man is like the vessel. And the Bible says that the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. That's what you find in Proverbs 20:27. So the spirit of man is a lamp of the Lord. What does that mean? He says that there is a lamp in you. There is a nature in you that can shine bright. But you cannot function without oil. The unbeliever does not have any oil. Because the Spirit of God has not come to him. When you are born again, that lamp is lighted. And it begins to burn. The Bible also tells us in Ezekiel chapter 1 that your soul also has the nature of a lamp. That means it can also be lighted. If oil comes into your soul, it can also begin to burn. We should stop deceiving ourselves. I want to tell you that God wants you to stop deceiving yourself. If you are not on fire, if you are hurt, if your soul is not on fire, you are out. You are a foolish virgin. Any place God accepted the sacrifice in the
place,
fire must come. The question is there fire in your heart? If there is no fire, they are backsliding. The oil has drawn out. The Bible said at midnight, all the virgins slept. And the oil ran out. And he said at midnight there was a call, there was a trumpet that sounded. That behold, the bridegroom is coming.
Tazama, Bwana harusi anakuja.
Midnight is the time of trouble.
Sikia. Usiku wa manane ni wakati wa taabu.
And I'm here to tell you that midnight is coming.
Nikao kuambia kwamba usiku wa manane waja.
There is a tribulation that's coming to the earth.
Kuna mateso ambayo yanakuja ulimwenguni.
A few years ago you experienced it here.
Miaka kadhaa iliyopita mlijua kile kilikuwa hapa kwetu.
What is coming cannot be compared with what you saw.
Ile inakuja hailinganishi na yale tunayoyaona tuliona.
And the Bible says at midnight.
Biblia kama usiku wa manane.
They heard the cry, behold the bridegroom is coming.
Kilio, bwana harusi anakuja.
Go out to meet the bridegroom.
Toka kutana na yeye.
The foolish one, they went to the oil, to their lamp.
Wale wajibu kaenda kwa ile taa zao.
No more oil.
Kuna mafuta imejaa kauka.
The fire was almost gone.
Moto kalipo inaisha.
The foolish ones, the wise virgins,
wale werefu,
they went to their own lamps.
Wakaenda kwa taa zao.
They had a reserve.
Walikuwa na mafuta ya akiba.
Bible said they were able to trim their lamps.
Waliweza kutengeneza taa zao.
The foolish ones went to the wise one, please give us some of your oil.
Wajia kambia wale tuwepe mafuta.
Say sorry.
Yeah, pole.
Sorry.
Pole.
Sorry, sir.
Pole, pole ni.
This oil cannot be shared.
Hii mafuta siwezi shika nyinyi.
I want to tell you, you cannot share the oil.
Wezi gawa.
You can't even share with your husband. You can't even share with your wife. You can't even share with your children or your friends. Say, go and buy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why they went to buy? The bridegroom came.
Bwana harusi akaja.
And they entered.
Wakaingia.
They locked the door.
Mlango ukafungwa.
The other ones came.
Wale wengine wakuja.
Open to us.
Ufungulieni.
Sir, I don't know you.
Basi wajui.
It's too late.
Mechelewa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Christians in Libya now.
Wakristo kule Libya, sasa tunaongea.
What do you think is happening to them?
Unafikiri nini inaendelea kwa sasa hizi wale wako? Unajua kule inaendelea kule Libya, tunajua tu.
This is the time to attend prayer meeting.
Kule Libya sasa hivi wakaenda kwenda maombi kweli.
Is it time to go for Bible study?
No, I got to go to some maandiko Libya size.
With bombs falling all over the place.
Na kila mahali kumelipuliwa.
God is giving you an opportunity.
Mungu anakupa nafasi.
Go and buy oil.
Enenda nunua mafuta.
A time is coming when you will not be able to buy oil.
Wakati afika God utaweza kununua mafuta.
Because the world is going towards a time of midnight.
Kwa sababu ulimwengu unaelekea usiku wa manane.
Midnight is the time when men have turned away from God.
Usiku wa manane wakati wanaume wamemgeukia Mungu, wametoka kutoka Mungu, wamemwelekea Mungu mgongo.
The Bible says he is the father of all light.
Biblia yeye ni baba wa nafsi zote.
So Jesus is the light that lighteth every man.
Yes, Biblia inasema Yesu ndiye mwangaza ambao unaangaza kila mtu.
The Bible tells us also that a time will come when men will not like to retain the knowledge of God. Why? Because they love darkness. So God is going to give them the fullness of darkness. And I'm telling you that that's where we're going to now. Men do not like righteousness. The nature of man is rejecting God. Every day they are changing all the laws.
Kila siku wanabadilisha sheria zote.
The other day a Kenyan woman got married to an American woman. 3 days ago. 3 days ago a Kenyan woman in America got married to another American woman and they were all happy.
Oh, sikia. Miaka siku tatu zilizopita mwanamke wa Kenya aliolewa na mwanamke wa Marekani kule Marekani.
In Uganda.
Kule Uganda.
They are fighting with gay people now.
Wameanza kuona kuona kwa wameanza kuona wanawake kuona kwa.
They are here.
Na ni hata siku hata hapa.
Very soon they will soon rise up.
They are still here in Kenya.
I know they are there. They will soon rise up.
Wataamuka, wameanza kuamuka.
Darkness is coming.
Giza inakuja.
And the Bible said that at midnight.
Na usiku wa manane.
That's not when you will go and buy oil.
Iyo sio wakati wa kununua mafuta.
If you want to buy oil.
Kila kwata kununua mafuta.
You buy it now.
Nunua sasa.
Because midnight is the time when it will be so difficult for you to buy oil.
Kwa sababu usiku wa manane wakitakuwa ngumu kununua mafuta.
In fact, there is going to be a scarcity.
Kutakuwa na upungufu, uchache, uhaba.
So the Bible said that there is a wise ministry and a foolish ministry.
Kuna huduma ambayo ni kuna hekima na huduma ambayo haina hekima.
The difference
tofauti ni
is that there must be oil in the vessel.
Lazima kuwa mafuta ndani ya chombo.
The brethren who were in the upper room,
wapendwa wale kwa ile chumba cha juu,
the Bible says that fire came.
Biblia inasema moto wao ulikuja.
Physical fire came on them.
Yaani moto ambao ulionekana na macho ulikuja.
Because God was inaugurating his temple. That's
that it. Mungu alikuwa anaanzisha alma, anafungua rasmi hekalu lake.
Jesus told them that destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up.
Akawaambia naribu hii hekalu na baada ya siku zote nitaijenga tena.
He was bringing forth the new temple of God.
Alikuwa anaanzisha tena hekalu mpya ya Mungu.
That temple was the temple of the human being.
Hii hekalu ilikuwa hekalu ya la binadamu.
When Moses built his own temple,
wakati Musa aliunda hekalu lake,
and he had offered up the sacrifice,
na akatoa dhambi kwa hiyo hekalu,
fire came.
Moto ulikuja.
When Abel offered up his own sacrifice,
Abel akatoa dhambi yake,
fire came.
Moto ulikuja.
When Solomon offered up his own sacrifice,
wakati Suleiman alitoa dhambi yake,
fire came.
Moto ulikuja.
When Elijah offered up his own sacrifice,
Elijah alitoa dhambi yake,
fire came.
Moto ulikuja.
Is there a fire on you?
Ndani yako kuna moto?
The church is filled with backsliding people.
Kanisa limejaa watu ambao wameanguka, wamerudi nyuma.
The church is filled with unbelievers.
Kanisa limejaa na watu ambao hawaamini.
Unbelieving believers.
Waaminio wasioamini.
Even among those who preach.
Hata wale wanaohubiri.
There is no fire on them.
Moto hakuna.
Because the oil is drying out.
Sasa mafuta inaenda kukauka.
The Bible says in Revelation 13 that there was a beast that came from the sea. So that beast that came from the sea, that the dragon gave him his seat, his authority and great power. If you read further down in Revelation 17, the Bible defines what it means by sea to us. It says the sea is humanity. In other words, say there's a spirit that is coming forth in the world. Simply put,
a
spirit of worldliness.
Roho ya ulimwengu.
He said that spirit has the anointing of the dragon, who is the devil.
In hiyo roho ambayo kuna upako ya mnyama mkubwa ambao ni shetani,
that they began to worship the beast.
Wakaanza kuabudu yule mnyama.
And also worship the dragon.
Na kuabudu ile mnyama mkubwa.
So why worshiping the beast?
Wakaabudu ile mnyama ile mwingine mkubwa.
They were actually worshiping the devil.
Walikuwa wakiabudu ile mnyama walikuwa kwa kweli walikuwa naabudu iblisi yenyewe.
And the Bible said that beast will make war with the saints of God. I want you to know that there is war in the church. We read it yesterday. We read about it yesterday. And the Bible said that beast overcame the saints of God. I want to tell you, as you are sitting down, that you are in danger of being overcome by that beast. The Bible said that there was another beast that came from the earth. This one was like a lamb.
He
had two horns. But it spake like a dragon. It had the form of religion. It looked like a lamb. He knew the scriptures. The Bible said that he works great miracles. I want to tell you that miracle is not anything new. He didn't say by their miracles you shall know them. Say by their fruits you will know them. He says that he spoke like a dragon. Say, as a man speaketh, so is he. Out of the abundance of the heart, the man
speaks.
It is telling us that there is a spirit working in the church. It is the spirit of the false prophet. It is carrying the word of God. It is doing the things of God. But the real nature is the nature of the world. Is the nature of the dragon. And it is right there in the church.
He
said that these ones have the form of godliness. But they deny the power thereof. That is the foolish bride, the foolish ministry in the church. And when the Bible talks about ministry, it's not talking about people who are preaching. Because in the New Testament, every one of us were ministers.
Say we're
a kingdom of priests. Whether you are a housewife, you are a minister. Because God is expecting a worship from you. And in actual fact, you're actually bringing forth worship. Either to the devil or to God. And the Bible said that in the church there is a foolish ministry. As a operating by the ministry of the false prophet. There is a false anointing. And how you know it? You say by their fruits you will know them. You cannot sow orange and bring cassava. And the question I want to ask you, what is their fruit?
Swali ni hili.
What kind of fruit are you bringing forth? He says that that foolish bride, at midnight the oil ran out. There are many people that their oil finished a long time ago. What they are doing is they are bringing forth, you know, works of their hand too, as a form of miracle. The prodigal son, his money finished a long time. And he began to eat swine food. He was eating something. But it was an unclean food. That's what's happening in the church today. Many people, their oil have run out. But they are full of works. Carnality is what is coming forth. So I want to encourage you to recognize that God is doing a new thing. There is a wise ministry in the church. And those ones have oil in their vessel. They are on fire. You can feel the fire of God. But there is also a foolish ministry. The oil has run out. It's bringing forth a lot of smoke. There's a lot of sweat with it. And it's bringing a lot of soot. And you're bringing smoke, you know, tears. He's bringing forth tears. So the vision is becoming blood. When you have a lot of water in your eyes, you can't see well. It's like the ministry of airline in the church. Darkness has descended. They're no longer hearing from God. They're no longer seeing the things of God right
now.
And they're substituting it. There was a man, they came, Nebuchadnezzar came and stole all the gold from the temple. The king went and made bronze. And polished it. It looked like gold. He brought it into the temple. There are many that are doing the same. It looks like gold. But in actual fact, it's brass. So they say all that glitters is not gold. Gold speaks of the nature of God. You only get it by tribulation. The more you heat the gold, the purer it becomes. There are many who don't want persecution from the world. So they are twisting their Christianity to accommodate the world. If the church in Kenya does not overcome the traditions, the customs, does not overcome the spirits that rule over the country, that rule over their tribe, that rule over their family, it's religion. It will not stand the fire that's coming. That is the message that God is bringing. But those who will overcome, God will give them oil. They will have oil within them, and they will be on fire. Those are the ones that will bring deliverance. So we want to stop at this point. We haven't had much time to actually go into the scriptures. But I want to tell you that there are three experiences God expects from you. If you are born again, the anointing of the Holy Ghost must come to your soul. The anointing of the Holy Ghost must come to your mind. The baptism of the Holy Ghost does not bring the anointing into the soul. It is only a down payment in the realm of your spirit. Your soul also needs to be brought into that realm of the spirit. And that is what the Bible calls tabernacles. A point when your soul is anointed to bring forth spiritual sacrifices. Because God said, I will put my law in the inward part. I will anoint your soul to be the priest. In the New Testament, the priest is not the man that wears collar. The priest is the soul that is bringing forth an offering to God. In the New Old Testament, before Aaron could minister as a priest, they had to wash him with water. Wear a new cloth on him. Then they anointed him with oil. Then they brought the incense on him. There was a special fragrance that was coming from him. In the New Testament, your soul must also be anointed. Your soul must also be fragrance. There is an aroma that you must come from you before God can accept anything from you. You understand? The soul must be prepared to offer up an offering to God in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, no man just walks around and begins to offer sacrifice. If it didn't happen in the Old, it will not happen now. The wise virgins know that. So they are preparing their hearts. They are bringing their soul to God. Say, prepare me. Lord, prepare me so that I can bring forth a spiritual sacrifice holy and acceptable to you. And that's what God is saying, that He's preparing the people. It's a new priesthood. It's a new transition. And God is changing so many things in the church. Even the apostles and prophets, Ephesians says it's temporary. He says, until we all come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The apostles and prophets, there is a temporary calling in the church. Because God wants all the church to minister. So He put the ministry to bring the church to a point. But today people think it's a permanent thing. That's not God's order. And I want to tell you that the church is coming to that place. So there's a new order of priesthood that's coming for. There's a new order of ministry that's coming for. Even the structure of the church is even changing. Before you used to have a pastor and congregation, God is setting that aside. Nobody is the pastor, nobody is congregation. Everybody is a priest. So when you come in, everybody has something to offer. Because you don't go to church. Because you are the church. When you come together, everybody comes on fire. Bible says this one has a word. This one has a testimony. This one has a teaching. This one says, I had a vision. This one, this is the word of the Lord. The whole church is on fire. That is the church you say I will build. And the gates of hell will not prevail. In the old method, he says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. It was good in the old. God is moving ahead. He's raising a new generation. So I want to tell you that when you come here, God is expecting an offering from you. God is expecting you to be on fire. God is expecting something from your heart. If you come as a spectator, Old Testament, you are going to be cut out. That is the foolish ministry. God is raising a new thing in the church. It's a time of excitement. It's the best time to be alive. And I want to tell you, don't miss the opportunity to part of this new army he's raising. The devil has cheated us for so long, but God is opening our eyes. We are realizing that we can all overcome. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we worship. So, I'm here to Baba. I'm here, Baba.